State Representative Paul Mosley has gained some notoriety recently after a video went viral showing him bragging to a sheriff's deputy after being stopped for speeding that he's actually driven as fast as 140 miles an hour. But the Lake Havasu City Republicans' apparent need for speed isn't the only controversy surrounding the freshman lawmaker. Rachel Leingang has written about that for the Arizona Republic, and she joins me. And Rachel, let's start, though, with the driving. And it seems the traffic stop where we saw that video, it wasn't the first time Representative Mosley's been pulled over for speeding, right?
Right. So he has been pulled over multiple times by the Department of Public Safety since he took office in 2017. And he has not received a ticket for any of those times. He's only received a warning. But regularly it was, you know, at least 16 miles an hour over the speed limit. And like you had mentioned, he had bragged about going as high as 140 miles per hour. A lot of folks saw the video, especially of that incident, as arrogant and a misuse of the office and not necessarily kind to law enforcement. You've seen a lot of law enforcement reaction after that saying it's incredibly unsafe to drive that fast.
Do we know why he wasn't given a ticket any of those times he was pulled over?
There is a provision in the Arizona Constitution called legislative immunity, which is intended basically to make sure that lawmakers don't get arrested or detained during the legislative session so that they can, you know, do their work at the legislature. But he, when he's been pulled over, has claimed legislative immunity so he can't get a ticket. And law enforcement agencies in the state say that is, you know, that's their common practice. When they find out that someone is a lawmaker, they do not give them a ticket. I've talked to other experts who have said speeding should not be included under legislative immunity, and the House's own policies say that speeding is likely not a part of legislative immunity. But in practice, certainly that's what's happening, that people are not, lawmakers are not getting ticketed during the legislative session for traffic violations.
Have you heard anything about there being maybe momentum at the Capitol to look into this next year and maybe either specify what is and what is not falling under legislative immunity, or even potentially asking voters to get rid of it altogether?
At this point, I haven't heard of anybody making those moves, though there are a lot of people, even in Mosley's own party, he's a Republican, who, you know, they had a problem with what happened, and there is an ethics complaint against him. So it's possible that something could come out of that. But there's a really high threshold for changing something in the state constitution. So, you know, you'd have to ask voters. If voters wanted to get signatures themselves, it would take 226,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. So that's not an easy idea to change legislative immunity.
Now, as you've written, speeding is not the only thing that is controversial about Representative Mosley. He's made some what are seemingly inappropriate comments to people, especially females who come to talk to him in his office.
Right. So the legislative immunity and speeding issues have spurred other people to mention behavior that he's made or done in the course of legislative business that they've found inappropriate. He asked a female lobbyist who had just had, she had twins about 6 months earlier. He asked her who was feeding her children and why she was working and not home with her kids. He asked people really repeatedly, he will push religion. He's LDS, so he will ask probing questions about religion. And we've heard from people that he gives out Books of Mormon on the House floor, which people see as inappropriate. And just in general, he doesn't seem to understand boundaries. A lot of people say he's repeatedly crossing lines with asking questions about people's personal lives that shouldn't enter into the business realm.
Now, we have to mention, of course, that he serves in the House, which is where Don Shooter was serving earlier this year until his colleagues voted to kick him out. You did a lot of reporting on that situation with a lot of women who came forward and said that he had sexually harassed them. Do you see any parallels between that situation and this one?
I'm not sure about parallels, but certainly this is behavior that some people have said is inappropriate, which is similar to what happened with a former Representative Shooter. There's a heightened interest, obviously, in inappropriate comments and inappropriate behavior in the workplace. Just a part of the Me Too movement has really increased a focus on that topic in all workplaces. So I do think there are people who are more willing this time around to talk about that behavior openly, to kind of call their colleagues out on behavior that they saw as out of line.
What, if anything, has Representative Mosley said about all this? I know that he made a statement after a video came out of his traffic stop. Has he said anything about the rest of the allegations and the rest of the comments about him?
The only thing he has done is post on Facebook that one statement that you mentioned, basically saying he was joking when he said he went as fast as 140 miles an hour. But he hasn't responded to our repeated calls and emails about the behavioral issues or the additional speeding incidents. He's basically, just not responded to any other allegations.
Obviously, with an election coming up, do we have a sense of how safe he is in that seat? It's a very Republican conservative district. Is there any chance that he might lose even in a primary?
There are five people running in the Republican primary for the two seats, and his own seatmate in that district is helping another person, not Representative Mosley. She and Mosley do not get along, so she is helping an opponent. It's possible that another person could get elected, but you never know. I'm not in Lake Havasu City, so I don't know how these things are going over in that area. But five people running for two seats, there's always a potential that the incumbent won't hold it.
All right, that's Rachel Leingang, a reporter with the Arizona Republic. Rachel, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Thank you.